Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Listening to The Thing Is. I'm Shannon. Thanks for coming back to join us.
Do you like ghosts and ghosts? Do you have fights and fights in? Do you have bad day dates? Do you like ghosts and ghosts?
Oh, the thing is. Oh, oh.
Oh, oh. Hey guys, this is Shannon. You're listening to The Thing Is. Wow, completely off. I'm so off.
You dinged
today.
It too early?
I did. I did it for my name.
We need her. You did it for your name? Durf.
Whenever we say my name, that's when we're ringing the bell. I'm here as always with my hilarious co-host, comedian Mike Figgs.
Yo, what's up, Shanny? Happy to be here.
What do you have in your hand there?
I got a little something from Arthur Cantina. I found it in their basement. Gentlemen, wow. Ladies.
Did you bring the ghost with it?
Maybe I did.
Exciting.
I don't know.
That looks like a ghost bottle.
Yeah, it got eyeballs and wolves on it.
This is some devil shit, okay? Yeah, we can't afford therapy, so this is our therapy right here.
Nice.
All right? You ready to fucking hail Satan or what?
I want to keep that bottle when it's done.
It's really nice, right?
Yeah. It says blood, sweat, and tears. You said I can't have the bottle?
Can't keep it.
I'm going to put barbecue sauce on that thing.
Hell yeah. It's just like that type of bottle.
It does.
Wait, now I extra want it because you told me I can't have it.
All isn't right. That
you
the
play
worst?
Your cards right. Mm-hmm. You play your cards right. If you get
at
the
first,
foot
I was like, I don't really care. But then you said no.
You want it?
Really want it?
You know what you have to do if you want it.
No,
I've been telling her to get a foot cam for episodes. We need money.
Nice. Foot cam for the pod.
Get the foot cam.
That's yeah. Nice.
Put I mean, on some nice heels.
You have five cameras on Paco right now.
So you got him.
He fucking got him.
Is he mad?
He's mad as fuck.
Wait, you can't reveal it. You guys can't reveal it because this is going to be a.
He's mad as fuck.
Yeah, he's mad. Stay tuned for the Gas Journal stuff. You guys will know what's happening. Oh, this is a smile. I see a little smile.
Nah, but he was walking away shaking his head. He's like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's also because he's late, so he probably super wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. Oh, that was great.
Thank you, bro.
Oh, boy. Okay, so stay tuned for Gas Journal stuff. Make sure to follow everything on YouTube so you can know what we're talking
about.
Yeah,
y'all got to follow. Yeah, get that's on right there. Get on Gas Journal because that is hilarious.
joining us today are two comedians, Philly comedians, and hosts of the, I wrote it down because I mix up the order, co-hosts of Do-Rag and the Deer Tag podcast.
You got it.
Yes.
Naeem Ali. There, I messed it up there. And Drew Montana. Welcome, guys.
Ding.
Hello.
Yeah. Hit the bell again.
Jeez, yes, birds. Just for names.
Let's go. Yeah.
Thanks for joining. I have one extra cup here. Is this?
I thought it was for water.
I gave it.
Oh, okay. Never
thank
mind.
You, though.
No problem.
Do you drink, Shannon?
Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah.
Does she drink? We're going to be loaded in 10 minutes. Yeah. Get ready. Oh, Paco's coming back in.
And we're supposed to, I mean, full disclosure, it might be canceled. Who knows? Yeah. But we're supposed to be starting our recording of our exclusive content tomorrow, which is the Power Hours.
Yeah,
I won't say
man.
Who the guest is. But and so today I was like, maybe we shouldn't drink today since we're going to be getting very drunk tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, nah.
Just a little bit. The holidays,
you gotta
practice. Yo. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how it happens, though. It's always like, I'll do this, and then it's always another thing.
Yeah.
Like, I did a dry January, and it ended on January 9th.
That's bad.
But I was like, I'll take one day and, like, celebrate. And then it ended up being, like, most of the days in January I've drank.
Same here, dude.
Yeah.
Go back two episodes. We were like, all right, we're done.
Not me. You
after
did.
The first Power Hour, we were like, we got to, like, cut back a little bit.
I think that was you.
That was me.
You were okay, like, I'm quitting for a while, a couple months. And I'm like, okay, if you say so. And then next week, you were back.
Yes. Drag me.
All right, so I'm going to hold off on like catching up and stuff because we have two guests today. We have two rounds of stories to get through, so let's get into it. So typically the first question we ask new guests on the show, by the way, I'm excited that we have two guests on that are both drinking with us.
Yeah, it's about time.
That is exciting.
Yo, cheers, guys.
Yes,
fuck yeah.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers. Cheers.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. Nice. Right. Think, fuck
think.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's Shannon, quit. Everybody's quitting everything.
I know, boo.
Yeah, fuck that.
That sucks. I did. I went on the treadmill this morning. I did something.
That counts.
To make up for the drinking. Did a thing.
I cut my hair.
Nice.
There you go.
By myself. There you go. It took 3 hours, but I did it.
Yeah. You guys both lost weight somehow.
Somehow. You feel so good after a haircut, dude. I'm the fattest I've ever been. But after the haircut, I was like, yo, fucked. I was sending my girl nudes and shit. Just like, you look like a sea lion.
Do you drive to your barber?
No, I'm my barber.
You got your own hair.
Yeah, I'm broke.
Okay.
Big
nice.
Boy, I ain't broke. I stole this from my job. I'm broke as fuck.
You won't even give me the bottle?
No, that's my bottle. I'm going to sell it on eBay somehow.
I don't know that I love it.
You could. Oh yeah, you drink it straight, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I.
Let me get that one so I can taste it.
Damn.
Let me see this one.
Drink it straight.
I sip it. By the way, it's better for me because when I go to a bar and I just like drink a mixed drink, which I'll drink like a kettle and club, I get more hungover from that because I think I'm not paying attention to how much water I'm drinking. Here it's like
the sugar.
Yeah.
And the, yeah.
Here I'll take a sip of this and then like I'll
and
drink
some water.
It's better that way. I get way less hungover.
That's true.
Blood, sweat, and tears vodka. All right. Let's see.
I don't love it.
It's a little different. Not as bad as White Claw vodka.
No, nothing is.
We try different vodkas on the show. The White Claw vodka, gentlemen, don't ever waste your time. It's a marketing scheme. It is garbage. You feel like
shit. I can imagine.
This isn't bad. It's kind of light. Is that what I... Does it taste watered down a little bit?
No.
Where's it made?
I don't know. Check it out, Eugene.
In hell, it looks like.
In hell, yeah. This is probably made in hell. I think this is made in hell. But that's why I mix it because, you know, I found that shit. It was like spider webs around it. I had to like blow the dust off of it.
I don't like that part.
I had to suck off a goblin and he gave it to me.
I like that part.
Yeah, you like that part. Yeah.
Not the spider.
Yeah, we hate spiders.
Yeah, but sucking off a goblin.
Love goblins getting sucked
exactly.
off.
Exactly. You're getting it.
Yeah. All right. This is my type of pot.
Now you're like, oh, I understand why Paco has a neon fucking G-string on right.
Right.
It would be fun if he just like ran through here in his G-string. That'd be fun. I don't know if it's on out there. He'll never know.
Naeem would get so uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, we can't do that.
No, I'm used to this guy always being naked. Every time I see him, he's naked. Every time.
Does he have the G string? Does he have the G string on underneath the shorts? Did you?
Oh,
see
he
that?
Must have just put the shorts on now. Okay. You still have your G string on? No.
Fine. Okay, so typically the first question we ask new guests on the show is for you to tell us a story about either your worst date experience or weirdest sexual experience. So we'll start with you, Drew, because I feel like you might be more prepared.
Okay.
Tell it, whichever your choice of stories.
I did my homework here. I had a weird sexual experience with a lady that wanted me to slap her. And it was like, I'd never done that before. So I was like, we'll see how this goes. And I hit her with like a little like love tap. And
In her face?
Yeah. She didn't like it at all though. She was like, harder. Hard. And it like, it got to the point where I was like, I'm gonna fucking hurt this lady. You know what I mean? But she was calling me a pussy. And then but I did fucking love the sex, so I was like, I'll do this once a week.
Nice.
Yeah, some wild shit.
Yeah,
so
dude.
How hard did you eventually, like, get there? Was it the second try that you achieved
the right amount? I don't think I ever achieved the right amount. She always looked at me like I was fucking gay, but she was like, you hit me so much harder. But, dude, it's hard to, like, hit a lady and remain in character of, like, I'm enjoying this, too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Also, it's probably, like, if you were... Are you on top or are you on bottom?
I was on top for these occasions.
Okay.
That'd be pretty funny, smacking on the bottom.
Yeah, because you can't like get momentum.
Like ground control, like fucking UFC.
Do these still count?
She's on top fucking you Amazon style. Google that, kids.
Did she hit you back?
She tried to once, and I was like, I don't like this. I was like, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah, that's your thing.
But she loved it. And then, you know what's funny is I saw her... like, we had sex a few times, whatever, and it was always, like, weird too much. And then I ended up hanging out with her, and then I saw her again, like, 3 years later, and I was like, she wants to get slapped, and she didn't like it anymore.
Oh,
I was
no.
like, oh, no, now I feel fucking insane here.
Damn.
Yeah.
So you just, like, in the midst of it, hit her.
Not as hard as the original. I just gave her one of these. I was like, remember this? She was like, no, we don't do that anymore.
You have to go around the table.
Oh, I thought you said you took that shit off.
Are you all right, puppy? Are you okay?
I thought he took it off.
Did somebody order a completely full cup of hot coffee?
You fucking gay boy. God.
Anybody need coffee?
Anybody need
no.
A little, he's got a little sugar cube in his pouch.
Gay boy.
There's a little Asian sugar cube. You're in good shape, though, Paco. You know, you're, for all jokes aside, you're in good shape.
Anybody want hot coffee?
Is there a joke behind that? Am I missing something?
No, he's in good shape. Oh, the hot coffee or me?
Compliment. No, the hot coffee. Because he keeps saying a full cup of hot coffee.
Maybe so no one
wants to be a fucking freak. That's what he wants. He just wants to walk in here and be a freak.
That's some freaky Paco shit.
Back to the slapping. So I had a guy ask me once to slap him, okay, but I didn't like the idea of it because, like, I then feel like I'm, like, emasculating you, and to me that's gross.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So I was like,
maybe that was her thing, though, was like overly emasculating me.
Oh, okay, you know what I mean? Right.
I don't know. I never got to the bottom
of
it.
Threat.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she definitely had some weird shit going on. This lady was fucked up in the head.
Yeah.
So but it definitely, like, came from some past shit, I think.
But it got fixed, maybe.
True. It did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't talk to her anymore. She's boring now.
Did she want to get choked as well or just smacked?
Yeah, dude, it was like, the most violent. And I'm usually, like...
The most violent.
I don't even talk when I have sex. I don't dirty talk. I don't do... I'm, like, usually a pretty missionary, like, straightforward guy.
Yeah.
But at one point, I remember I was choking her with the left hand and slapping her with the right hand, and she was like, this is the best shit ever.
So much work.
Yeah, I was like, I'm out of breath. This is worse than I've ever beat somebody up.
So, but did you... But you came around to like it?
I mean, eventually it was like, she was just kind of hot and, like... The pussy was good. Like, the things that came with it was cool.
Choking is cool.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
To choke somebody else.
Yeah.
But not you get choked.
Fuck no. What? I don't like anything. I don't even wear fucking turtlenecks. I don't like anything being wrapped around my neck. Fuck.
It's like the threshold. It's like some chicks just want to be on that, like, line of, like, I'm going to die, but I'm not. Like, if you could fucking hit that little line right there, you're good, you know?
Yeah. It's like going 80 on the highway, kind of.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, for sure. You take your chain off before you fuck?
I don't wear a chain.
You didn't even wear a chain.
If I did, I wouldn't.
Was that a racist joke?
No, not at all. We're going to go to your crater. We're going to go to our ass. No. That was because you said you were like anything on your neck.
Yeah. Fuck no. And you Italian, right? Y'all always wear chains and shit like that.
I don't have a chain today.
I got a chain. I got so many fake chains, bro. You don't understand.
Yeah, you got your chain on? He always got chains.
You Italian?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, okay, cool.
A little bit. Northern Italian. Oh, I don't look like one of the cool ones.
No, dude, you look like you drive NASCAR.
Yeah, they're all like gingers.
You look like you drive NASCAR.
I look Mexican. Like, I'm not like a real Italian.
Yeah,
but
you do look Mexican.
We're both kind of like odd Italians. Okay, cool. Yeah, I do, man.
Okay, name. Weird date or bad date or weird sexual experience?
Oh, the first time I had sex, the girl was on top of me, and I looked up and she had like a big ass boogie in her nose.
Oh,
that
fuck.
Shit was huge. Yeah. That shit was fucking disgusting.
A little bat in the cave.
Yeah, yo. That shit was huge. I was like, oh fuck.
Was it like getting loose?
Oh, right. No.
Did you see it start?
It was hanging on by a hair,
yo. Like, oh no.
By a fucking hair. That shit was hanging on for dear life. I'm like, oh,
no. That was your first time having
sex. That was my first time ever having
sex. You're just happy to be there. You can't be like, let's switch positions.
Right.
Like, I don't even know what the other ones are yet.
You can't interrupt it. You're just like, this is what we got to do.
Yeah.
Oh, but also, if that was so distracting that you still remember that, even though it was your first time having sex.
Yeah, yo. That shit, that ain't all. Then she bent down to kiss me and came back up.
Oh,
and that shit wasn't at her or her
nose. Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, what the fuck? And then I licked my lip and it was in my mouth. That shit was in my fucking mouth.
No. Oh, salty?
I swallowed that shit,
Was it a good one?
Salty? Yeah. Oh, fuck that.
Was it gummy, gummy or crusty?
It was a it was a gummy one. It was crusty. Yeah.
A crusty booger's not bad.
What kind?
Crusty booger. It tastes like a chip crumb. It tastes like the bottom of the Lay's bag.
Like a burnt piece of rice.
Like the bottom of a Lay's bag.
Yo, those are God.
Those are the best ones.
Oh, this is getting deep.
Yo.
This is maybe the most disturbing story that I've ever heard.
Really descriptive.
So, but then after you swallow it, are you able to like get over it and move on?
Yeah, yeah. I was still hard as hell. It was my first time having sex. That would have ruined me. Now I'd have been done. Honestly, I would have stopped. Like, yo, hold up. Let me get you a tissue real quick. Like,
hold up.
You want to just fucking?
Oh hell no!
Just fucking hold on. Just
I fucking
throw
hate
it away.
Boogies.
Yeah, I hate boogies.
I hate boogies, bro.
Or just like a mom with a baby, just like...
Oh, you're just going to suck it in. Yeah. There you go.
Hit him with the mini turkey baster.
Yeah. Damn.
But you're a real man that you hung in there. You know, you didn't bitch out.
Yeah, I had to.
How old are you?
12.
Oh, damn.
She probably was, I think she was like 14.
Or... Yeah,
like
everyone just had boogers.
Where are you from? Yeah, did she have a bib on, too? Was she wearing, did she have a fucking binky? Where are you from?
Everybody does have boogers. It's not even that crazy. When
it's not. We was kids. Yeah, everybody got boogies, bro.
You guys were young. I've never heard of... That's crazy. You fucked when you were 12 years old.
Yeah.
That's
I mean, it was that time, and then not for... Maybe a year and a half afterwards. Well, like I was
That's
fucking
still impressive.
All the time.
13 and a half is huge.
13
yeah.
is great.
Yeah.
Did you get a cold after?
No, I did. I think it boosted my immune system. I think I got stronger.
He grew a beard after it.
Yeah, right.
Now, you're immune to COVID now.
Right, yep.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
When did you guys lose your virginities? I think I was 16, 17? 16 ish, yeah.
15 and a half. I was 15 turning 16.
Okay.
I also think about 15 and a half.
Yeah. Damn. So maybe 12 is not that bad.
I'm lame.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all act like y'all was grown.
I just like, I got
what the hell y'all talking about?
I got a 12-year-old in my house, and it's like a baby. You know
it's
what I mean? I can't
now.
Imagine him plowing right now.
Yeah. Well, she was like four. She was in high school. I think she was 14.
Yeah.
Damn. So that wasn't.
Yeah.
I didn't really know what the fuck was going on. And that she was my that's my friend Mar's older sister.
Okay.
Do you have a joke about this at all that you do?
Yeah, I've said that on. I've told that story.
Do
on
you
stage
think
before.
That she has this information of it? It was her that has the booger.
I don't know if she knows.
That's fucking hilarious, dude.
Because how would she know? I never told her.
But if you've like,
yeah, you
if
just swallowed her like a man.
Yeah, I just kept going. Yeah. Shit.
But if you're talking about like your first time ever on stage, and then like she hears the joke, does she know that she was your first?
She knows she was my first. Damn. You know what's even crazier? What if she thinks the story is in reverse and that I'm lying? Because what if she came up and she saw the boogie on my shit? She was like,
that's
ew.
What I'm thinking,
she
yeah.
was like, ew, he got a fucking boogie on his jaw.
He ate it.
He ate that shit. Yeah, she like, ew, he's motherfucker a baby. He just ate his own boogie. This motherfucker's a baby.
She kept fucking you, though.
She did. She damn, fucking. What if she think I'm lying on stage? Like, yo, this motherfucker try to pass the boogie off on me. That'd be crazy. Nah, bitch, that's your boogie. With a camera, that's your boogie.
Oh my god,
ain't mine.
Do you still talk to this lady?
No, I saw her a few years ago. I saw her maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, you gotta let her know.
Yeah, yo,
that's a fun icebreaker. Mm-hmm. Like, remember when we fucked? Remember that boogie in my
right.
mouth?
Mm-hmm.
She might be like, "Yeah, you're nasty." She'd be like, "Bitch, that was
yours. Yeah, that was yours."
It sounds like a Seinfeld episode.
Whose boogie is it?
The boogie.
I go to my old neighborhood, and she told everybody that it was my boogie. And I'm trying to convince them. That is a Seinfeld episode.
This story is really going to stay with me, by the way. It's really affecting me.
Yeah, I keep like,
it's disgusting.
I'm conscious
it's really
of my
gross.
Nose right now. I keep going yeah. like that. And like...
Yeah, and I always blow my nose a few times before I fuck. Before I fuck, I'm in that bathroom blowing my nose.
It's a blessing in disguise then. It fixed you for other women.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't fix them. I should tell other women that story first before we fuck. Like, yo, just so you know, one time. This bitch had a boogie. Yeah,
so whoever's on top, make sure that it's
yeah,
all cleared
out. Yeah, your nose
got
to be clean if you're on top. That's the angle. That's the angle that the other person is seeing is right up your fucking nose.
Hell yeah. That's
you got to be clean.
Got to shave your nose. You shave your nose?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't.
I get in there a little bit.
Yeah. I got to get the
I got
proper
the shaver
tools
with
for
the
it.
Thing. Yeah, yeah, I got the shaver with the adjustable tip.
Doesn't it hurt?
I imagine that seems
it
hurting. Scary.
No, it don't hurt.
No, they figured it out.
Yeah.
The Germans made it or somebody made it.
Okay,
good.
Okay.
You put it up there, they fucking
yeah,
get it.
Yeah, it feels good.
He's like, I'll get it out.
I'm back here.
It does make you feel very vulnerable. Like, I feel like, damn, now anything could just fly in my nose.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like, anything could just fly in your nose
true.
And go right into your lungs and shit
you
now.
You think the hairs are protecting?
They are. That's part of the reason why they're there, dog. They're like, stop dusting shit. You know what I'm saying?
I thought you meant, like, bugs.
Damn, probably that too, dog.
Flies aren't getting stopped by
no. No, fuck though. Flies going right through that shit. Yo, we're so lucky bugs don't just try to fly in all our holes all the time. We be fucked.
Yeah.
A Naked Unafraid, I feel like it happens a lot. Do you ever see the show Naked Unafraid? They always have like ticks and stuff trying to get into their holes.
Into their pussies, yeah.
Into their pussies. Yeah, bro.
And that's one of the holes. That's a wet hole.
It's a wet hole.
That is a
if
wet hole.
If I was
hole.
A bug, I would fucking love pussies.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I'd be in pussies all the time if I was
not
a bug.
Not as a man, as a bug.
No,
though.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's got to be a good place to get blood. If you're a mosquito, you fucking get the lips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, once a month, you're just down there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
mosquito.
Yeah.
You're just living
just
in like
living.
A fondue fountain. Like, I'll bring it up.
It's like a
he puts his goggles on. Like he sprayed like champagne.
Sizzler or some shit. Yeah. Pussy.
Like he just won the finals.
Splash Mountain, brother. This is just, this is, I mean, I want to throw up, but I'm hungry at the same time. I don't know what's going on. Mosquitoes in a bath of pussy blood.
Yeah, like what's happening right now?
Is that the bit we're running on? I'm sorry. I got
this is great. This is great.
I got lightheaded for a second.
Right.
With goggles.
Yeah. Is that what y'all do on this podcast?
I want to watch Naked and Afraid now. I'm going to go on Reddit and be like, Naked and Afraid, period contestant.
Oh, spoiler alert. There never is a scene where there's a fly with goggles in period blood.
Oh, damn, it
doesn't happen.
Yeah, I'm 25 seasons into Survivor. I haven't seen it yet.
Damn. I do feel like that's somewhere in the bottle.
Yeah, that is the bottle. That's what's fucking us up. I told you. The Satan drink.
All right, guys, real quick. Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Want to get high? Really high? Really super duper legally high?
Yeah.
Well, then now's the time to go to yoDelta.com where you can stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8.
You know what? This Delta 8 is so good. I recently got a pouch of the gummies. Tasty, strong, reliable. Boy, oh boy, Delta 8 is where it's at.
So if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where this is legal, go to yoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8.
What is Delta 8? You may ask.
We both did the same thing. By the way, we both wanted
Yo
to say
Delta.
Yo Delta 8.
Yo, is Yo Delta? Is I hope that this is Yo Delta. Does it have anything to do with Yo Delta?
Yes,
Yo it
Delta.
Does. That's right. Yo Delta 8. It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high.
At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs.
I can tell you that Delta 8 works, okay, and that these products should be taken responsibly.
So once more, that's yoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS for 25% off. YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high. Let's get back into it. Okay, we're going to move over to our next segment now, which is Bad Things.
Nice. Oh, people getting knocked out and things. Oh, bad damn. Things. Jesus Christ.
The frame rate's knocked out a little bit on that last one.
Knocked out, haha. This is the part of the show we talk about bad things, fight stories, physical altercations. If you've been in more than one fight, then the most memorable one. We'll start with you this time, Naeem. Tell us about your most memorable fight.
Damn.
And not like a sink, like not like a in a ring in real life.
Okay. Most memorable. One time I was in college and some girl came up to me. We went to a party on Main Street. I went to Kutztown, so that's like small town Pennsylvania, no black people. We went to this party on Main Street and this girl came up and she had like a laser. She kept flashing it in my face. So I'm like, yo, like chill out. And then she was like, no, what are you gonna do about it? She kept doing it. And then I was like, yo, if you do it again, I'm gonna knock it out your hand. And then she did it again.
Was she flirting with you or was she being
shitty? She kind of was. But she also
fighting words.
I'm thinking like this is like, you know, fucking like a racist movie.
No.
And I'm like, damn, Naeem, that dumb hunky bitch. She wanted to suck your dick.
Yeah, she was flirting, but she was with a group.
You thought it was a real laser?
I thought it was the Blind Side or some shit. I was like, damn, Naeem, fucking Pennsylvania, they suck.
She was a normal white lady.
She was horny.
Yeah, but she was being annoying she was with a group of white people that I didn't know from anywhere. Like, they didn't go to my school. I knew for a fact they didn't go to Kutztown. Okay. Like, I never saw these guys ever in my life. So I'm like, yo, just go hang with your fucking friends. Like, chill out.
Yeah.
And then I knocked the light out of her hand. And then this big ass white boy
was trap
over there. Yeah. And then he was like, did you just hit my fucking lady? I'm like, no.
You my fucking lady?
Like, I didn't hit her. I'm like, I knocked the light out of her hand, but I told her to chill. I'm like, you should be watching her. This is your fault. You should watch your girl. And then he tapped his friend and was like, I hate these fucking niggas coming to coming to our fucking town. And it's my thing. That's not fighting words for me because I'm having fun at a party, bro. I'm just trying to chill out. So you talking all this shit and it's like, and I already know, I'm going to knock you the fuck out if you go there.
Yeah.
So just walk away. I'm like, yo, just chill, bro. Walk away. And then my homie, Ibn, he was standing behind me. And after the guy called his niggas, he punched him. He came like over my shoulder and hit the guy.
Good.
And it did zero damage.
Oh, no.
It did nothing. He didn't even take
this
a step
move
back.
Was not
it
effective.
Did nothing. Yes, it was zero. Zero. It's like his fist hit him and just slid down. I said, God damn, bro.
You said good. Wrong.
That was not good.
Bad.
Hell yeah. Because then the guy looked at me like I hit him. Like he was like, and I'm like, what the fuck? So then now I got to hit you. So then I hit him and I dropped him. And then I was standing over top of him talking shit. And then he like grabbed my leg and alligator rolled me and took me down. And I'm like, oh shit, I'm on the ground. I don't know what to do here. You see what I'm saying?
Damn.
And then one of my friends ran and kicked him in the face and knocked him clean out.
Nice.
Good shit.
Hell yeah. Then we like ended up fighting his friends. But it was way more of us. It was probably like 8, 9 of us and maybe 3 or 4 of them. So we beat the fuck out of them. And then the cops started coming and we ran back to campus.
That's your worst fight?
No, that wasn't the that's the most memorable. Yeah.
I was gonna say,
I got way worse.
I got way worse ones.
I got way worse ones than that. What?
So you never got to bang the girl just for fun?
No. I mean, and she was like a townie, so I wasn't. It was no way I was gonna like link up with her unless I just kept going hanging on Main Street. But then after that happened, I was like, I don't want to get caught on Main Street by myself. Cause like, what if they?
Have you ever seen her again? Did she like hit you up like, yo, I was just trying to, I was just flirting?
No, yeah. And I was staring clear of that lady. I'm not doing it. One time they fucking tied somebody up and left him on the train tracks in Kutztown, like a fucking 1920s cartoon, bro.
Like also a racist thing?
The fuck
thing?
Are you doing hanging out in this
I
place?
I don't know, bro. I don't know if it was racist or just
the train ran him over.
Yep.
What motherfucker the fuck?
Died. Mm-hmm.
When was this?
Like probably 2010. This wasn't even that long ago, bro. Yep.
Damn.
Tied his ass up.
This is horrible.
It was a black guy.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, he's Philly honky.
Actually,
though.
You know what? He was mixed.
Some of them are
He was mixed, so it could have been racist either way, because he was half white and half black. Okay.
Oh, my God. That's wild. Mm-hmm. Was it a high, like a high beam laser, like the one that says don't point in your eyes?
Yeah, yo, like it felt like it. Oh, that's why it wasn't funny to me, because like, this kind of hurts. Yeah, yo, like, what the fuck are you
making
doing?
Me blink a lot?
Yo, my eye water and shit. I'm like, yo, chill. Hey, what are you doing?
How cute was she on a scale of 1 to 10?
She was cute, but not cute enough to do that.
Okay,
she was a good 7.
Okay,
7.3 maybe. Yeah.
So, but like a 9, you would have accepted.
Oh, a 9, you could put your fucking.
You would have just had your eyes open. Like,
hell yeah, yep.
Just staring directly into the sun.
Right, hell yeah. If you a 9, lady, put your dick in my face.
What the hell? Yeah,
all right, we have that. We're saving that forever.
Right, we're gonna clip it where Paco walks in and he goes, "Yo, put my dick in your face," and then he's like, "A hot coffee. I got hot coffee."
Chill, yo.
And Paco's like, "I can't. It's just coffee."
Yeah.
That's all I can offer you is coffee.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That just sounds scary, man. It sounds like a bad environment.
No, I mean, it's not.
It's a college town.
It is a college.
Yeah.
If you stay on campus, you good.
Yeah.
And if you don't go too far off campus, you good.
Yeah.
It's kind of like going to a fancy resort.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, it's like you're supposed to, you can't leave the resort.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn. Drew. A fight story. Have like you been in more than one?
He's like, my girlfriend was putting a laser in some black guy's eye. And then we went on a metro. We went on a train track.
We thought we found him 5 years later. Different guy.
You guys got to get back home. Get out of here. Get home. Nobody takes my girlfriend's laser. This is a bad Philly. Really bad Philly accent.
Nah, that's okay. That's okay.
I can say hey.
You got the home.
Yeah, that's okay, bro.
Nah, that was a good try.
Yeah, that was
good
attempt.
I'm sorry.
I knew what you were doing, so that's something. You know?
Can you just like push that bottle to me, somebody who's closest to it? Thank you. Okay, Drew, your turn.
I mean, I was thinking of like a bad fight story. Most of them are pretty bad. I haven't had a lot of like great fight stories, but I remember once in high school we had this party, and or my friend had a party, but it was like me and like 10 other dudes and maybe like 2 chicks. It wasn't like a big party. It was kind of like a kickback, but for some reason we made like jungle juice and shit for it, but it was only like maybe 12 people, and word got out to another school that we were having a party. So they came like 5 cars deep.
Oh, fuck.
We charged them all $10 a piece to get in.
Okay.
And then they came in and they were like, this is just all us. Like, why did we pay? There's no bitches here. They're very.
They were like, what? Yo.
So they were pissed. And then they were like, give us our fucking money back. And my boy Ben was like, no. It's like a no refunds thing. And then they tried to take our jungle juice, which was in like a Gatorade cooler.
Damn.
Like the big fucking
the orange joint.
Yeah, the one you like dump on your coach.
Yeah.
And so we had they like took that, and then somehow we were like wrestling over it. It was me and my friend Jake and like 2 of those dudes. We were like playing tug of war with this jungle juice thing. And then it spilled, and then all hell broke loose. I got hit in the head with the Gatorade cooler. I was like trying to get out of it, and then I saw one of the girls that was there, she got punched in the face. So I was like, I got to like try and at least break it up. And then this dude that looked like Ray, we were all like sophomores in high school. For some reason, there was a dude that looked like Ray Lewis at the party. He punched me square in the forehead. Luckily, didn't kill me.
Oh, my God.
And then my friend Ben, who owned the house, it was in his garage. He ran upstairs and got a shotgun, thinking if I like wreck this once, people will leave, like people will run away. And for some, it got even worse. Dude started like grabbing PVC pipes and like hitting us with those.
Damn,
they were like, you got weapons, we got weapons.
Oh my God.
he shot one through the ceiling and then just to like try and scare people off. And it kind of worked. And then his sister called the cops and she was like, my brother just got shot. Because she didn't know what happened. And then it was a whole thing. He like had to go to jail for a little bit. And
holy shit.
Yeah.
Both of these stories seem so unnecessarily violent. Like you would
think
that
one popped off quick.
Also, it's like you said your sophomore is in high school, you said, right?
Maybe you juniors, but yeah.
Okay, but still, that's like, you know,
I just got my license, so it was sophomore year.
So it's under, you're underage. You would think everyone just happy to like have access to alcohol. Regardless of whether there's girls or not, it's like, there's booze here, yay.
We're like a gay camp. Like, these guys wanted some pussy.
Yeah. We did charge like 30 guys. Dudes 10 bucks a piece for nothing. They were just standing in the garage like, what the fuck did we pay for?
And that's real money in high school, yo.
Yeah.
Like, in high school, giving somebody 10 bucks to get into a party.
Dude, yeah, but that's your parents' money.
True.
Yeah, true.
I remember for
money.
The first like 10 minutes, we were counting the money. We were like, we just made like 380 bucks.
Yeah.
And then they were like, give us our fucking money back.
Money.
You gotta give all the money back?
We were like, no. We did keep the money though.
Did you have to use it to fix the hole in the ceiling?
Yeah, he kept all the money. He had to pay for all that, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And actually, no, so it's funny. Somebody, I just remember this actually yesterday because somebody, one of my old friends from high school was like, I'm looking for somebody to do concrete or some shit. And I commented, I was like, hit my brother up. My brother does concrete. And then my boy Ben commented on the post and he's like, yo, he did the garage. He did like a great job. And I was like, good memories in that garage. And then he's like, yo, the hole is still in the ceiling.
Man, that's crazy.
That was like 15 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
I guess it's the garage.
Yeah, no one cares about the garage.
Yeah, true.
But then is there... There's probably nothing over the garage. There's just a hole through the ceiling.
And
of
this
the
is in Syracuse where it snows all the time.
Oh my
God.
Damn.
Yeah.
He could have shot somebody. He could have fucking.
Definitely could have killed somebody.
Shot somebody.
Yeah. No, it was wild. I remember like seeing it or hearing it go off and not like being that.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, well, we still got to deal with these big high schoolers that are trying to kill us. Like,
yeah, bruh.
Did anybody try to like, all right, listen, you know, we'll call some girls, like, you know, take it easy, just put on some music.
I think so, but it like, they started leaving, they wanted the
they
money.
They wanted the money. So
for
the
some
money
reason, we needed the Gatorade cooler. That's kind of what set it off. We were like, you can't have our jungle juice.
And
nobody's reasonable in high school.
Yeah,
like, I've seen arguments break out for the craziest shit.
That's true.
Shit, one time I locked my homie J-Rock in the bathroom and then me and him got in a fight. I was just playing around. Just locked him in the bathroom. He came out that bitch swinging. I'm like, damn, bro.
How long was he in there?
How long was he in there?
Shit, probably about 15, 16 minutes.
Oh, that's not that bad.
That's not that bad.
That's not that crazy.
Yeah, not at all.
I thought you were going to say like 6 hours.
Yeah,
like, dude.
But then his mom told my mom that he was claustrophobic. That's why. And I didn't know that. But even if my mom would have told me that, I was like maybe 14 years old. I'd be like,
still
what the fuck?
Locked him up.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean, lady?
He would have done it longer.
I'd be like, I'm leaving him here forever.
He's found a smaller
space. He's scared
space
of closed spaces. Yeah. I'm going to throw him in somebody's trunk.
While we're in this segment, Naeem, because we know that you're like a fighter, what is the worst fight that you've been in?
Probably one time we went to the pool down like 16th and Cesco Hand. I was a kid. Maybe 12 or 13. And it was me, my brothers, a couple of my cousins, but it's probably maybe like 5 of us.
Pre or post virginity loss?
This is post.
Okay.
Yeah, I probably was maybe 13, 14. And we was in the pool. My little brother comes up and he spit water out and he spit in some girl face when he came up. And she was like, nigga, you just spit in my face. I'm telling my brother. And I'm like, wait, hold up. I'm like, he was just coming from out the water, and you know, he ain't do it on purpose.
Yeah.
And then my brothers immediately started arguing with her, like, what, bitch? Fuck you, bitch. I'll do it again. I'm like, bro, you didn't even just do that on purpose. Like, why are you trying to, like, now why you, like, explain to her that was an accident, and I'm trying to mediate this shit, and they just both argued. I'm like, what the fuck? So then she was walking out the pool, so my older brother grabbed me. He tapped me, like, yo, come on, let's go. We got to put our clothes on. Like, come, we got to get out of there. So I'm like, all right, bet. So we get out. We put our shit on. By the time we got to the, like, gate to get out, it was, like, 16, 17 niggas out there. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, yo, like, what are we doing? So then I'm like, I look at my brother and I'm like, all right, we can try to run and get the fuck out of here. And he looked at me. He was like, yo, we not running. He like, we can't.
One of them is faster than us.
Yeah. He like, we can't. He like, we going to have to fight.
Of them, dude.
Yeah.
One of them will catch us.
He like, we going to have to fucking fight. And we got our asses beat. Like, they fucked us up. Like, that was bad. And I remember I was on the ground, like, balled up, just like getting hit. And I felt somebody grab me and start dragging me. I said, oh, fuck, these niggas taking me somewhere. I said, they about to fucking kill me. I said, these niggas taking me somewhere? No. The cops always say don't go to a second location.
Oh, my God.
And I looked up. It was my older brother dragging the fuck. Like, come on, get up, get up. I said, oh, hell yeah. Oh, my
God. I remember you told us a story on Durag about a fight at the mall one time.
Oh, yeah, across from Willow Grove at the basketball court.
He said he fought these dudes. And he's like, you ever fight somebody and you know they healthy by the ass whooping?
These motherfuckers was healthy as shit. Boy, punch me in my mouth. It felt like all my teeth was about to fall out.
Oh, my God.
I just fell on the ground. I just act like I was knocked out.
How are there still people alive in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's rough.
Oh, my God. There's so much happening.
Did this make you get into boxing?
I already was boxing then. But boxing don't mean you're going to just win. Yeah. Like, when that fight he's talking about, these men, these was adults. Yeah. And I was, like, 15. So this guy that punched me probably was 25 years old. Jeez. As a boxer, though, my only chance, and it was a bunch, it was just like a scramble. It was a bunch of people fighting at one time.
Yeah.
If I'd have saw it coming, then maybe I could have dipped it. But a grown man punching a 15-year-old.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
I don't give a fuck how much skill you got. If you get hit.
I can't imagine a scenario now where me and my boys would fight a group of 15-year-olds.
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm saying. Right. What's wrong with these people? Like, yeah. What the
That's fucking nuts.
Yo,
if you got charged to go to a party.
All right.
$60 kilos. That's right, the unattainable number that no one in the world of Kratom was able to accomplish until Yo Kratom came along.
For years, entrepreneurs, scientists... Wow, that was like
you just
that was
me.
Way too
You're
much.
Like entrepreneur?
No, but that was like a way too much accent than that really exists in me, so I'm not doing that. But keep this in. For years, entrepreneurs, scientists, academics, all tried to solve the $60 kilo problem, and YoKratom.com are the ones that figured it out. Now, thanks to their sheer brilliance... You also can get a kilo of Kratom for just $60.
Sheer brilliance. I love that. Sheer.
Did I say the R sharp?
No. I just love that it's their sheer brilliance. And, you know, because of their sheer brilliance, we wonder.
You're making fun of me.
No, it's nothing to do with you. I'm making fun of them for their sheer brilliance. It's something about the, it's like you imagine like a knife, like a sword coming out of a sheath. How do they solve that problem? Will anyone else be able to solve that problem?
Find out on season 3 of Yo Kratom. That's right. It's Yo Kratom's fourth. Yo Kratom's fourth.
Of being our sheer loyal responsible.
Of being a loyal sponsor of the show. And if you are a fan of Kratom, you know that sometimes you're at the mercy of whatever garbage store is on your corner. You don't know what's in the bags. You don't know what strains they have or whatever. You don't have to worry about that anymore because at YoKratom.com, you can get powders, capsules, whatever strain you want. They're the best in the whole wide world and you know you can trust their quality. Go to YoKratom.com.
Lamar Odom died.
What?
Because he because he did gas station Kratom.
I feel,
so
like,
make
should,
sure,
I feel like that shouldn't be a part of this.
So make sure.
No, I feel like that should
Let's
be part
go.
Of
YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Now, where were we?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember now. It all makes sense.
Yeah, yo.
Okay. We're going to move over to our final segment, which is scary things.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah, let me get some of that for the scary things.
Yeah, let me refill, brother.
Wow. Okay, good. Okay, this is the part of the show we talk about scary things. This is a weird, creepy, unexplainable, possibly paranormal experiences. This could be anything that just in the moment freaked you out and you couldn't explain. Doesn't necessarily have to be like a ghost sighting, but something that freaked you out in the moment. We'll start with you this time, Drew.
Oh, I seen a guy disappear one time.
Were you at the same mall that he was at or the pool?
Nah, this guy really did. Yo, we were at this party in high school. It was like a woods party, middle of the woods, like by a bonfire. And it was this kid there that like we really didn't fuck with like that. But he was just like, I don't know how he found out about the party. He was just there. And we were kind of all like picking on him a little bit, just like giving him shit. And then my boy had bottle rockets, and we were like, started pointing them at him. He's like, nah, don't do that. And then it got to the point where like nine of us are just like shooting bottle rockets at this kid. And he,
it's terrible what you're doing. Yeah.
He was
the shit I see on TV. Like, I'm a little Bronx City boy. I would never think of this shit. Jungle Juice. I never even fucking heard. I heard Capri Sun. I don't know what the fuck.
He was a normal guy. It wasn't like I'm not picking on like a retarded kid or something. Like, he's a normal dude. We were just shooting bottle rockets at him. But, he ran into the woods. Never saw him again after that. Nobody ever heard from him.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, so like he like disappeared forever.
This kid Todd, bro.
Damn.
Okay. Somebody caught him. He got caught by something.
Yeah, something got his ass.
Like an animal or something. That's something what I did. They like drowned in a lake.
Yeah, y'all made him run to his death, bro. Yeah.
Or he could have just transferred schools or something. Yeah, I don't know.
His body is on the waves. He's dead.
Yeah, that kid died.
Yeah, maybe.
Y'all made him die.
Bro, bottle rockets don't even hurt. That's the thing.
Maybe there was like a spark on his clothing and it ignited.
Maybe he combusted this fucking
You could
kid.
Eat bottle rockets to your chest all day. It's like those little popper things.
Yeah, they don't hurt.
No, I don't think it's like the popper thing.
It's not like the popper thing.
You got to see what a bottle rocket is.
There's like, shoots.
A bottle
like
rocket.
It shoots.
They the ones that
the
you like.
You pop and then you.
Nah, they the ones that like.
You put a Mentos in Coca-Cola?
They want to stick it when you light it. You can shoot it at people.
If you talk,
I think I know what you're talking about. Okay.
I know this for a fact and. I haven't done this, but I've seen it. You can tie six bottle rockets to a frog, and they won't get lift off.
Please tell me you didn't really do this.
A friend of a friend.
So you
it
killed,
was me and my boys.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, so we'll write it down. Spooky story. You killed a kid. That's what the spooky story. No, now that you saw it goes, you killed a guy in Philly.
He disappeared.
Yo, I got a real scary story. I fucking murdered a kid.
He disappeared.
There was a kid that disappeared. This kid, Todd. Nobody know where Todd is.
All right, hold on. So he went to the same school as you?
Yeah.
And you just never
literally
heard...
nobody heard anything.
No one ever said missing child?
Nobody liked this kid.
Do you know his name?
Todd.
You don't know his last
name?
So we can't, like, research this.
I mean, I could maybe like ask, but yeah, it's just like we all have the same story. We're like, what the fuck happened to Todd?
Well, and everyone's you had like, to get your stories together.
We were just brainwashed.
We got to see.
Maybe that's
some shit.
Maybe that's what.
That's
it was.
Crazy.
Was it dark? Like, did you guys?
Oh
have,
yeah,
like,
it was
a fire,
pitch black.
So you had like a little fire,
big
or
bonfire. We're all around the fire.
He ran out there at nighttime.
Yeah,
hit him with a rocket.
Ran into the woods.
Didn't come back to school.
Yeah, never came back to school.
Didn't hear his parents didn't show up. Like, where's
Todd? Didn't hear like, but we didn't know. Like, it was a small town, so like, it was one of those things where most people knew most people's families.
Okay,
none of us really knew his family.
Okay,
like he moved in there late and like was always kind of weird.
Okay,
and then we shot bottle rockets at him.
Maybe he never existed. Maybe he was already dead.
Right.
He just showed up there and then disappeared.
We're just
again.
All on mushrooms shooting. It's like the Billy Madison penguin.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Oh, that's horrible because what if he was like a ghost? That got bullied when he was alive. And then y'all bullied him again.
You killed this kid twice. You killed a ghost.
He was like, oh,
dude.
No, not again.
He ran
up into the forest, got ate by a ghost wolf. Ghost wolf found him and ate him. Damn, bro.
Yeah, I have no idea what happened to that guy.
Do you feel bad about this at all?
No.
That's the end of the show, guys. Thanks for watching. It just ends like that.
It just ends with no.
You can't feel bad about that.
I think you can.
We all shot bottle rockets at each other. It was all like, it was all good fun.
Yeah, that kid freaked out. Like, he should have chilled.
No, but you ganged up on him.
But if he had, like,
with fire.
Right, but counterpoint, if he had got like three other people and was like, yo, let's gang up on, you know what I mean? It would have been like a bottle rocket war.
Yeah,
and then we would have all had
no,
fun.
No, but he didn't do that.
I know, that's his problem. He ran into the woods and got lost. Exactly.
So what,
he disappeared.
What made him weird? You're saying that this kid was weird. Did he
very
like fucking,
flammable.
Did he like fucking sniff his fingers a lot
fire
or something?
Easy. Yeah. No, yeah. I don't know. Nothing that stuck out.
Okay. Nah, bro. Know. When you was a kid, you would see somebody walking with their hand like this one time. You're like, oh, we beat his ass.
Yeah.
Why is his hand like this?
It might like he might have just had a cold one day or something. We're like, oh, he got the sniffles all the time. Like,
yeah, let's fucking get him.
Yeah. Offering everyone a full hot coffee.
I know this. He didn't sit at our lunch table, and most people at that party sat at our lunch table. So we were like, this is. Obviously got to shoot bottle rockets at this dude.
I think you're a really bad person.
No, I'm not. Yeah. This was the old me also.
These are just like young these are just young guys.
Yeah, but you should feel bad about it as an adult, I think, that you killed somebody.
I literally don't think he's dead.
He disappeared. He's not
he
dead.
He disappeared.
You don't know that he's alive.
Right, but I don't know he's
they
dead
didn't
either.
Make him die. They didn't make him disappear.
Well, whatever killed him wasn't me.
Whatever killed him wasn't me.
It was just like the frog flying with the bottle rocket.
You killed him and a frog.
We killed frogs for sure. I'll take responsibility.
Yo, that's how you get off of every murder, bro.
Take responsibility.
Whatever killed
for
him wasn't me, yo. It might have been a bullet. It might have been a gun. But it wasn't me.
People don't kill people. Guns kill people.
Yo. Man, dude.
No, I think it was the paranormal. I don't think it was me.
Oh, yeah, it could have been an alien. Aliens be snatching people. Yeah.
That, it could have been that.
Probably was.
Let me restart this story. I saw a UFO abducting guy one time.
Yeah, yo. He could have ran into another dimension. It'd be all types of things.
I just like, it's weird that like you haven't tried to find out.
We've all tried to find out, but it's like, what can you do other than like a Facebook search?
Yeah.
Mm. You just need to know his last name. No one knows his last name.
I have no idea of his last name.
He's under his teeth are under a bed of leaves right now. He's disintegrated, this fucking kid. But also, he was weird, so fuck him.
Yeah, he was weird. Also, like, I went to high school with, like, weird kids, and, like, they'll have died, like, 3 years ago, and I won't have found out until, like, recently.
Yeah, but that
it's not, like, a big deal when, like, people from my high school die.
Yeah, but you didn't kill the other ones.
I think I killed this one.
You just killed the one.
Where are you from? Like,
I was born in Philly, but I moved to Tully when I was four.
Where's Tully?
It's, like, right outside of Syracuse.
Oh, okay.
It's a middle of nowhere town.
Upstate.
Nice little small town.
What about you?
Right? Philly.
Philly? Mm-hmm. You were born in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I never lived anywhere else.
Cool, man. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah.
I think that guy's fine. I'll report back. I'm going to do some work.
He's not fine.
Yeah,
he's
dead. I hope, for the bit, I hope he's dead.
No.
For the story, I hope he's dead.
Oh, let's ask the magic eight ball.
There we go. Yeah. Ready? Oh, there we go. Yeah.
You
let
have to ask Satan, it.
There we go.
Magic eight ball. Is Todd from Tully, New York, class of 2012, was supposed to be class of 2012, still alive?
Here we go.
I'm going to need to also see this answer because I'm not going to believe you. You have to, like, face it up. Yeah.
What does that one say?
Something is a no.
My reply is no. All right.
Damn, that motherfucker dead. That's crazy.
Magic 8 Ball, am I responsible for Todd's death? Come on, please.
Please say.
As I see it, yes. All right. These are just toys. They're just toys.
That's crazy.
These are toys.
You know what? That's a toy. The bottle rockets were a toy. No, it's all right.
Everything is toys.
Just a toy. His dead body is a toy right now. That's a bear. He's a bear toy.
Magic 8 Ball, has Shannon ever killed somebody?
Oh, man. If it says no, dude, this is not looking good.
You may rely on it. You're a murderer.
Ah, Shannon.
I mean, way to get the heat off of you.
Yeah, I didn't do shit.
Good move. That was a good move. He pulled the fucking
veteran move.
He pulled the ejection cord. He fucking got it.
Yo, that's crazy.
Whoever I've killed, I feel terrible about it, though.
All right. Well, that's where we're different.
There you go.
Be with it. Oh boy. Oh. Okay, Naeem.
Paranormal shit.
Yeah. Shit. All right. So one thing. Whenever somebody dies, I dream about them for like 2 weeks in a row. Like something
after they die.
Yes.
Okay.
I constantly dream about it. It's a crazy thing.
And then wait, before you switch to another thing, I have a question about that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have those dreams, do you think that it's just because you're thinking about them, or do you think they're really trying to
contact
you?
I'm sure it's something like that. The only weird thing is that it's kind of like I'm aware that they're dead in my dream. So, like, my grandma died when I was six, and then I had a dream, like, the day after her funeral that she like grabbed her hair like this and then chopped her fucking head off. Oh, and then she started chasing me around the house with it.
Back to the bottle rocket. So
Wait.
She chased you around the house with her head.
Yes. And I was 6 years old. And I told my mom, she thought I was being an asshole. She fucking whacked me like, yo, cut that shit out. And I'm like, yo, this is my dream I just had. I just had a crazy nightmare.
Yeah, that's the worst dream ever.
You remember it now. It, you know,
I would never
that
forget
that. Scared the fuck out of me. Yeah,
that's true.
That's my grandma. Yeah. That shit scared the fuck out of me.
Was she, did you like her? Was she mean to you?
She was very loving, but she also used to like to scare me. She always used to like, she had bought this little toy tarantula and she would wind it up and put it on the floor and let it chase me around.
That's terrible.
She,
so do you think that's her way of getting you?
Like, yeah, she was like, I'm going to get you one more time real quick.
One more time.
And then also,
that story makes me believe in the paranormal more than anything.
Yeah,
I've ever heard.
Yeah, bro.
Your
she likes
scary grandma.
Your prankster grandma.
Imagine if Steve-O is your grandfather. You're like, fuck.
Oh, that would suck. That's the worst. Yeah.
Also, did you attend her like funeral and wake? Was it open casket?
Yep.
So I feel like something about that, like as a child,
as a kid, that'll fuck you up.
We'll get into your head.
Oh yeah, dude. She pranked you. I mean, she turned up in your dream.
Oh yeah, she got your ass.
Oh yeah, she went wild in the dream.
She went from little fucking toys to decapitation. Oh, dude.
Yeah, she cut her own fucking head off and chased me with
doing
that
Beetlejuice
shit.
Tricks.
Yeah, the first thing I thought
that
of was
a Beetlejuice trick.
The first thing I thought of was Beetlejuice when he said that.
Damn, that is a Beetlejuice trick.
Yeah, that's horrible.
She's like, I learned from the best.
No wonder these guys drink with us. This makes total sense.
They have
like,
to
yeah,
drink.
We'll drink. Yeah, they kill the guy. His mother, his grandmother's on the ceiling, fucking haunting him.
So much trauma.
Like, I have a drink. I love it. This is about time.
Hell yeah.
Okay, and it seemed like you were alluding to a second thing.
Oh, yeah, but the real paranormal thing that happened to me was one time a ghost kicked me in my back, and I fell out the damn
bed.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
It kicked me in my back.
You got a great story for this.
Okay, here we go.
I was, I think I might have been, maybe 8 or 9 when that happened.
It was your grandma.
It probably was. That motherfucker kicked me in my, and it kicked me so hard that I, like, flew out the bed and, like, hit the floor, and then I ran into my mom's room.
How old were you?
Maybe, like, 8 or 9, maybe.
You felt it.
Yes, I felt. Put it like this: it wasn't even really a kick, more so as a foot shove. It felt like somebody put their foot on my back and shoved me out the bed.
And so, like,
that shit was nuts.
What do you? How do you like resolve that?
I don't know. They said my name 3 times first.
Didn't they? Yeah, they whispered
my nickname. Yeah.
Yeah.
So my family called me Emi.
Okay.
And so the voice was like Emi. And at first I was like, cause I thought it was like my sister, my brother, or something like that. I'm like, what? And then I'm looking around, I'm like, yo, nobody is in here.
So you're awake when the kick happens?
Yes, because them calling my name woke me up.
I'm Are like, you sure? Is there any chance that it could have been somebody fucking with you?
No, because nobody was in the bed.
Like under the bed or?
No, bro.
Where were your brothers and sisters? Did you know?
And so my sister stayed, they stayed in the back room.
Okay.
And then my brother stayed in the middle room. And then I stayed in a room, like, adjacent to that middle room.
And you're, like, against the wall.
I had the smallest room. I was in the smallest room.
Oh, yeah, good question. Is your bed against the wall?
My bed is against the wall.
Okay.
Yeah, my bed's against the wall.
That's a hard trick, hard maneuver to pull.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I always see, even to this day, I always see with my door closed. So if somebody would have been there, they would have had to open the door and ran out. I'd have saw somebody open the door and run out the room.
Did your family or your grandma, were they into any type of voodoo kind of shit?
Yeah, bro. Now you get into the fucking crux of the situation, bro.
Fuck.
Everybody in my family always said my mom was into that type of shit. Yeah, but she ain't ever teach me none of that shit. You see what I'm saying?
Is your mom alive?
Yeah.
You talk to her still?
Yeah, I talked to my mom.
Have you, like, asked her about it?
I mean, she into, like, super spiritual shit. And she also does think that voodoo is just the natural religion of black people.
But what's her explanation of that story?
She just think I was tripping. She was like, yo, you was just bugging.
Yeah.
Maybe she did it to you because you were bad.
Probably. You know, I was pretty bad. For a long time, I was good. And then for the rest of the time, I was bad. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Did she have any type of, like, artifacts or tools in the house?
Oh, shit. Hell yeah. What? House full of fucking Afrocentric voodoo shits, bruh.
Damn.
Hell yeah, dog.
Did she ever say Candyman in the mirror 3 times?
Yeah, probably. Damn. My mom had all this shit, dog.
Have you ever tried to use any of it on somebody else just to see?
She never taught me how.
You ask her. You can ask her right now, tonight.
Yeah.
When you go home.
But I think that shit real voodoo real.
So then harness it.
Yeah.
No, fuck no.
Yeah, you don't want to
do
that.
Shit.
I mean, that's
it would be cool.
That's how we're opposite.
Nah, yo.
If you had a voodoo doll of somebody, that'd be cool to fuck with.
I never heard anybody use that shit for anything good.
Yeah.
No, you have to use it for evil, of course. Of course.
Well, when your mom saw the movie Chucky, was she like, yeah, man, that's some real shit?
My mom liked all the scary
shit. Imagine getting a voodoo doll and doing good shit with you. Like, you, like, build a Sixers arena and put it front row. This guy's like, how the fuck did I get here?
He has all the players and fucking Embiid is just always fucking
load his pockets with money. You're like, what the fuck?
You like make him work out and get jacked.
Allen Iverson just came back out of retirement. He's playing the best he's ever played.
She's got a voodoo doll in.
What? Drew Montana signed to the Sixers. A new starting point guard.
A voodoo stadium. She makes a voodoo stadium. Wow. But like I feel like you kind of agree with me where it's like you don't fuck with that shit. Like it's there, you leave it alone, you don't fuck with it.
I don't fuck with that. But also, like, I just know it's a lot more deeper shit going on. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I got a lot of synchronicity too.
Whoa.
Tell us one.
Hit us.
Oh, all right. This is a crazy one. This, y'all not gonna think it's that crazy.
You need
but
some more?
Is.
You want some more?
Let me get a little bit. So look, one time, right, I was just fresh out of college. I ain't had no job. Broke as shit. I had a job interview. So I'm like, damn, I got a token to get on the bus to get to my interview. No way to get fucking back home. So I can go to this interview, but then I'm just stuck in fucking Center City. No way to get back to the crib. So I'm like, all right. And this one, I lived in Northeast. It was a long way from Center City. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm like, well, I got to go to the interview. I go to the interview. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to walk back to the fucking train. I'm going to try to talk to whoever's at the booth and just be like, yo, listen, I just came from this job interview. I don't have a way to get back.
I'll pay you back.
Yo, just let me in. Let me get through real quick. You know what I mean? So I can just go home. I walk back. I get to the fucking train, John. It's two cops standing there. I guess something had happened. And the cops are like, yeah, just go through. We ain't got no time for y'all to be standing in line waiting to go. I'm like,
wow.
It's supposed to happen.
I'm like, all right, I was supposed to do this. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. Because
what's the odds of doing that and that happening at the same time? Other day, I'm on the phone with J-Rock. I was saying, me and him were talking about AI shit, like artificial intelligence shit. And then I said something about, we talking about artificial intelligence, and I said something about Teslas and Elon Musk. Though, I'm on fucking 95, a fucking white Tesla get in front of me. The fucking plate said AI on the back. I'm like, bro, I took a picture of that shit and sent it to J-Rock. Like, yo, dog, I just said this shit.
Yeah.
Wait, but you're in Philly?
Yeah. That's common to happen. I'm not saying it's uncommon.
But still,
just said it, and then the car pulls in front of you, bro.
Yeah.
And the plate says AI on the back.
For sure.
That's nuts shit.
That shit is crazy. That shit is real. We have this girl, Maura, has come on our podcast a couple times, and she's not a comic, but she's just like a hot girl in Philly, so mm-hmm. we'll be like, you can come on. But you get it. I remember like the first time she came on, she was like, I do manifesting and I speak all this shit into existence. And I was like,
that's bullshit,
very skeptical of it. Mm-hmm. She said something about how she every day she wakes up and she's like, I'm going to see at least 2 pink cars today on the road. And I was like, this is no one sees pink cars.
Yeah.
Dude, if you see this girl's Instagram story, it's pink cars every day.
Yeah.
She just magically, whenever she's on the road, she's driving past
pink cars.
I think
it's a muscle. I think there's like a muscle you could work out. Like,
we drove here today. I didn't see one pink car.
Yeah, not one. Yeah. But I think that manifestation shit, like, if you attempt it, I think you could. I think it's like a muscle. I think it's like anything else.
Yeah.
If you keep working at that shit, that shit turn into something.
I'm skeptical about this idea. There is a book, I think it's called E Squared. It's something squared. Maybe you can look it up, Harrington. But this is going to like discredit it completely. I'm sorry. But
E Squared book, please. Pull that up.
But Gino Visconti is the one that I heard it from. So sorry. But I feel like it's also like a confirmation bias type of thing where it's like if you're looking for something, then you're going to see it. E Squared always right. Yeah, Pam Grout, that's it. But and then in this book, she talks about manifesting. Mm-hmm. And she talks about one of the things specifically is think of a particular car and then you're going to start seeing it. But it's also like think about all of the cars that you see on a daily basis. Yeah. You're not paying attention. All of a sudden you pay attention.
Yeah, now it stands out to you.
And now you see them. So that's like half of how I feel about it is like discrediting it. But the other part is like with what you said before, it's like some things, it's like you can take it as a sign that you're on the right path. Because, like, part of me thinks that, like, synchronicity is, like, a sign that you're on the right path, you're doing the
right
thing.
For sure, same. That's how I feel about it.
But the other part is, like, am I just, like, noticing something that happens all the time, but now, yeah, now I'm looking for it?
Dude, I fuck with God sometimes, because that shit do be happening.
That shit definitely be, it be all types of weird shit happening. You just got to roll with it, like, all right. I guess it's what we doing today.
I guess it's
you
what we doing.
Yeah, the
birds is chirping.
Yeah, hey, yo.
I have a question for both of you. I didn't prepare you for.
Okay.
But if we have time, I like to ask guests this question. We'll start with you, Drew.
Okay.
What do you think happens when we die?
Oh. I don't. It like changes for me every few years.
You disappear into the forest.
Yeah. You get hit with bottle rockets and lay under some wet leaves. And, no. I used to be big on like reincarnation. Like I used to think like shitty people would be a worm in the next life and like shit like that.
I hope for that. I hope that's how it is.
That'd be nuts.
But the more, dude, the more I like, I don't know. I guess the older I get, the more I'm into like, there's some type of heaven and hell. I think that's real. I think it's like, it's not like what we think it is in church, but I think like good people go to some cool shit and bad people don't go to some cool shit. And I don't think it's like you're either a fucking earthworm or a lion or, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't know. There's something there.
I do like
there's souls. Their souls are real. The older I get, I believe the
souls are real.
Yeah.
Also, that Disney movie Soul, that kind of changed.
That was a good movie. That was a good movie. They hit it. The fucking Pixar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fucking hit it, man.
I do
or
like
DreamWorks,
the,
whatever.
Sorry. I do
They're
like
all,
the,
they all rule.
I do like the idea more of the reincarnation, just because it's like if somebody comes through this life and like fucks up, then like they have a chance to like
figure it out. Time. Yeah, get better.
What do you mean, like a 3-year-old that gets hit by a car or something? And you're like, you can try again.
Yo, next time, learn how to cross the street, dickhead.
No, not that. Or like a 3-year-old that dies in like a 3-year-old that dies in like any accident.
Three.
You're like, reincarnate him. Like that wasn't his fault. Yeah. Give him a better thing.
Like, be less weird around a group of friends in the woods.
Yeah. Learn how to dodge bottle rockets, idiot.
Yeah.
But more like if you're like raised, like let's say you're in foster care, you're like raised by shitty people, then you're like on the streets and like Skid Row and whatever, and you just never have a chance, and then you die, and then you know that's not fair that's your only chance.
You think it's person to person reincarnation though?
I would like to think this is like in an ideal world, it would be that like you can come through many times, learn the things you have to learn to like be the best that you can be, and then you get to like go to like whatever the good place.
My
is.
Only argument nice. For that is person is I think the highest form of like living thing. So, like, what about earthworms that did really good? Like, they got to eventually be, they're like bees in their next life, and then like cool bees or like lions. I think like cool lions end up being people.
But, like, how good can an earthworm be?
They could be pretty good.
But they don't have.
Yeah. I've never seen an earthworm
what
on Good Behavior. I bet there's bad ones. I can guarantee you that. I bet there's ones that
Tell
fuck
me
up.
For sure. You're earthworms that fuck shit up.
The bad ones go to apples and fuck up someone's day. Oh, yeah, fuck. There's a fucking.
Yeah, the ones that are in apples, they're banished to hell.
Yeah. That's fucking. Nuts.
But like what about
they're like Paco and the apple.
I know I'm not supposed to be in this apple right now, but fuck it. It's gonna help.
Yeah, I think it's like a soul maturity thing. I think you start out as lower things.
Like
and
worms.
Then you graduate, you go from a worm to a damn mouse or some shit. To a damn
You pay your dues.
Yeah, yo.
You pay your dues as a mouse.
And then eventually, and then eventually you a person. And I saw Bob Lazar, the UFO boy, he said that, and like in all of those like confidential records and shit that he seen, that UFOs refer to us as like fucking, damn, what was the word he used?
Tier one, tier
earthworms.
Two.
No, like fucking, like shells. Or like
blood bags,
like cases for souls, basically.
Yeah,
we're just casings for souls.
Oh shit!
And he said that he not sure, but he think that's like a soul maturity thing. Like yo, you gotta do this shit enough
to become
times.
An alien,
right? You do this shit. If you could show that you know how to manage this shit right here, then maybe you can come up here and do this other shit with us, bro.
That'd be sick.
You could travel at light speed and shit like that. So like this where they man. This basically where they like. they grow
judge
souls.
They
grow, not even judges. This is,
trial.
Where they, this is where they grow souls. Because not a judgment thing, because I guess if you keep fucking up, you're just going to keep coming back to this bitch doing it over again until you fucking figure it out.
Yeah.
But I've met a lot of fucking dumb motherfuckers, and I'm like, this your first time. I could tell. You see what I'm saying? You a blank slate. It's nothing. We know a motherfucker. What's the boy? What's the CIA boy?
We know a guy in the CIA?
What's his name? He a comic. Well, barely.
And he's in the CIA?
Yes. What the fuck is his name? Steve McJones.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, I met a...
We think he's in the CIA.
He might not be, though. He could just be a blank slate human where he never been through nothing. This is his first time ever being here. And he just fucking... he just a fucking hum. You see what I'm saying?
So you have to just like kind of like raise your vibration as you go.
Yeah, yeah. And then you move up and then they put you on some cooler shit.
But I do feel like there are so many like different levels you can be like as a human. Like not even counting the earthworm and whatever. Just because like I'm obsessed with like interrogation videos and stuff. And I
thought you were going to say earthworms. I was going to be like, what? You learned something every
day. I'm obsessed with earthworms.
I fucking love the stuff.
But just like I've seen like so many like teenagers that are murderers and then like and then also like what is it? Soft white underbelly where it's like people that are like raised by prostitutes, become prostitutes, like people that don't really have a chance. And that shouldn't really count as like a full time around. So it's like not even counting bugs, earthworms, whatever. It's just like as humans, there should be so many times around.
And
that's
the thing. But if you're refining something, it doesn't count. It don't count because you're refining something. If you fucking, if a diamond getting made, like it's not like, oh, this diamond took a million years to get made, but this one only took 100,000. It don't matter. It just a diamond got made. You see what I'm saying?
But that would mean that there is like an overall intelligence judging things.
Yes, it definitely. If these UFOs and shit, the shit that that people seeing, if that shit real, what the fuck? We don't know. That means we don't know anything about anything.
Yeah, it opens up a whole.
Yeah,
other
like that means we don't know half of any fucking thing. I mean, we just honestly, this not our planet. If they real, it's not our planet. There's no way you can say no. They're coming visiting us. How the fuck can you say that?
I think that's like the overall thing. It's like we don't know anything about anything.
That's
and it's
the
like,
best place to live.
And I'm cool with that.
I love living right there.
Yeah.
So, I like thinking I know everything and being wrong about most of it.
Yep.
That's the place that's you want to be.
That's why I don't want to see some freaky shit. I don't
want to
see a ghost. I don't want to see that.
You don't want to see no aliens?
I don't want to. It will fuck me up.
So wait, you...
I don't want to see... She's about
opposite.
It. We're opposite.
So you don't have any paranormal shit at all?
I got some weird stuff, but I use science to make sense. Like,
okay.
It's got to be a reason that
you
I saw.
You try to think
this.
It away.
Yes. I'm like, my brain is a powerful tool, and it could manipulate me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I convince myself, because if this shit is true, everything is fucked up, man. I'm scared to be alone in my house high,
or
knowing
so
that a fucking
yeah, everything could be better.
So much better.
I want to get abducted. I want these niggas to take me, bro.
Yeah.
Take me.
The aliens would fuck with you.
Yeah, they would. Yeah. That's what makes me afraid. Like, I'm scared of that shit.
They're like, nah, we keeping this one.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, fuck. Fucking punching
I got a
my
pod
fat.
To do.
Just fucking my ass and feeding me at the same time. I'm not ready for that.
That's crazy.
I feel like those weird things is like, it like opens your mind to like, oh, maybe there's something more. And that's more exciting than just thinking this is it. And it's just
this definitely
this
ain't
and
it.
That's it.
No.
This shit not even real. You know how
can't
you, be. You know how I knew that this shit was a simulation? We used to go to
yeah, here we go.
Now
hold
we're talking.
That's a different theory.
This is how I know. This is how I knew it was a simulation. This is how I knew for sure. We used to go to this open mic in Philly at a club called Raven Lounge.
Brian Six used to talk about that on the show a lot.
Oh
yes,
take a little guy.
The theme of the club is Edgar Allan Poe. I first start going to Raven Lounge, and the guy that's hosting is this guy named Brandon Gorin, who looks like exactly identical to Edgar Allan Poe. He don't own that fucking bar. He wasn't raised by the. He's
not
in the not
family.
A
Brandon Gorin is ugly. That's not a simulation.
Bro, but why do he work? Bro, that's some Grand Theft Auto shit. If you playing Grand Theft Auto and you go to a theme bar and then the person that worked there looked like the theme of the bar, that's fucking weird.
Shout out Grand Theft Auto. Looking forward
great
to the
game.
New
yeah,
one. Looking forward
be,
to the new one.
It's gonna great. Be good. Yeah, the new one will be good.
Every time they talk about the new one coming out, I start playing the old one.
Yeah,
again.
Just to get
I'm
excited.
Like, oh, I can't wait, dude.
Sorry, yeah.
We crash a car real quick.
I'm gonna pull us away from video games.
Sorry.
Oh, we just got into the good stuff.
Sorry about that.
was about to take a good turn. Yes.
No, but back to this. Back to simulation theory.
Yeah.
So is that a different path of, do you believe in simulation theory?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Because I feel like that's a different path.
No, it ain't. It's only different because humans think that you got to do everything with like computers and some online network or some shit like that. If you are, if it's really aliens, they could do simulations with organic material.
But I feel like that's the absence of soul, though. I feel like then that's just all like math and like a metal.
Whenever I talk about simulation, I feel like I'm just remixing like a more retarded version of whatever Rogan said. That's where I get all my information from. But he did say some shit about simulation recently that was like, it kind of got me where he's like, if we're not in one now, that I'm gonna ruin this. He's like,
I get it.
Yeah,
it's we're gonna be in one eventually.
Exactly, yeah. And like the probability is so high of it happening that we're probably in one now.
Yeah,
because like, and if
there's
not,
no way
it's
we the first people. There's right. No, yeah, he was saying there's no way we the first people that'd be smart enough to make a simulation. Like that's rare as shit.
Did you guys ever? Probably not. But like, there's a show called Upload on Prime. Anybody?
No, I never
saw
seen it.
Okay. I need a new show.
Justin Timberlake with the numbers? Okay, sorry. Never mind. Clip that out. Clip
it
out.
I don't think that's a thing.
There's a movie where he's got numbers and he's like, I'm running out of time.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that
like
movie.
Uplink, upload.
Yeah, it is. Right. Okay. I saw that movie.
We'll clip that out.
So it's similar to what you, whatever you just said, it's similar to that. But so, okay. So in the world of, and Elon Musk just recently like did the thing. He implanted the chip in a human's brain. Yes.
Did he get chipped himself?
No. Well, I don't know. But like he said that he put it in somebody else's brain, somebody with no limbs or no control over the limbs, whatever.
Help him control.
Okay,
shit.
But okay, let me try to like formulate this. So in Upload, in Upload, it's slightly in the future, and when you die, you like buy this space that your like consciousness lives in.
Okay,
and so and I feel like that's something that where if they're gonna start putting chips in brains, like we're like almost there. But this is where it splits of. What is the soul?
Oh, I get what you're saying. So you think somebody else is using our body?
No, but it's just like if you're, it's two different things, like your consciousness and your soul.
So,
so if it's a simulation, then that's like your consciousness, but the soul has to like exist away from electronics.
To feel that.
And
stuff
for sure.
You're that's fucking just me a computer. Right that's just a program.
Is this my soul?
Yeah.
Do I have my own soul or no? Is this somebody else?
You're not a copy of yourself.
I don't know the answer.
Shannon, don't fucking do this.
But you could feel stuff if you want.
Oh, shit.
Magic 8-Ball, do I have my own soul? Or is it somebody else?
Is the frog alive?
How is this a yes or no question?
Is my own soul in my body?
Magic 8-Ball, is my own soul in my body?
Oh, fuck. Oh, here's the clip.
God damn it.
This is the clip.
Cannot predict now. Of course.
Wow, bro.
Unplug me. Somebody unplug me.
I didn't ask for this.
Nah, but someday.
I was a child in 94. Why am
killing,
I listening?
Killing other children.
No, that was in 08. That was in 08 or something.
But some days you do wake up and you like, yo, I'm not me, yo.
I know.
Yeah,
I
like,
hate that.
What is this even?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yo, listen.
We said at the same time.
One time I fucking
that's a simulation.
What's that shit called? One time I disassociated and I forgot what everything was. I was at work and I forgot what people was. And I got fucking scared as fuck, bro.
When you say dissociate, which I can't pronounce. What
wait,
do you mean?
Wait, say it one more time.
Disassociate?
Yeah.
There you go. Much better.
Sorry. Were you on like DMT or you meditated?
Nah, bro, I was at work sober.
Oh shit.
You just got so in the zone you forgot what people were.
Nah, I think everything just went blank, bro. And I remember looking in my office is kind of like this where you can look out and see everybody. And I was looking out and seeing people walk by and I was like, what the fuck are those?
So
like,
let me ask you a question. In layman's terms, were you just daydreaming?
Nah, bro. Daydream? My brain went blank. Like I forgot. It was like somebody hit reset.
Shit.
Okay. I was looking at people like, yo, these motherfuckers got like wet bones coming out of their mouth. And they got like these wet eye things. Like, I'm like, what the fuck, Artie? What is this? I didn't know what it was. And then I stood up and I saw my reflection in the joint. I was like, oh shit, I'm one of these motherfuckers.
Naive,
I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Could this be CTE?
This might be CTE.
When it happened, that's what I told him. When it happened, I said, bro, this was definitely CTE kicking in, yo.
I was thinking that's
getting too late for me.
Sounded a little like CTE. Yeah.
I was with you until you started telling the story.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
What are these googly eyes coming out of people with the legs and the wet bones?
Wet bones out their mouth. I'm like, you mean tongues?
Yeah, yo. No, teeth. I'm like, what the fuck are these bones hanging out?
They thought teeth were wet bones.
Yeah, bro.
I was thinking,
oh, yeah, you need a doctor.
That shit freaked me
you
the
need
fuck
alpha
out.
Brain.
I was like, what?
You need some on it, bro.
I was like, what's happening?
Or that might be the most connected you've ever been.
That's the scary part. That's
to what's
the scary
happening.
Part, dude.
Like, you're just the most present and seeing things as it actually is.
I didn't know
is.
Who I was. I didn't know what anything was. I was just there like, what? Where am? What is this whole thing?
Or CTE.
Or CTE.
Yeah, give me one. Yep.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've gone over. I feel like we could go forever. Now, I feel like we're in a
good
real zone right now.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
great guest.
Great,
great guest.
Can we smoke weed in here? I'll hang all day. I'll be here all day.
Right, do a 10-hour podcast.
If I can smoke weed in here, I'm staying tonight.
Yeah. And Naeem, go back to the pool. Tell us exactly what happened when your brother came out of the water.
I feel like you guys should both come back for one of our Power Hour episodes.
You got to do the Power Hour.
That'd be
and
fun.
Then we'll just talk about paranormal stuff.
Do either of you have a couch we can stay on? Because I'll bring
the right
Oh, yeah, of course. Right Harrington, now. Yeah.
Harrington is inviting you.
Nice. Zach Amico is on a couch right now in the other room. I'm not even joking. I swear to God.
Is he right now?
Yeah. Well,
oh, yeah, I did see him come in.
When I came in, he was on the couch.
Every time I'm here, Zach's just waking up. I love it.
He has a lot of shows.
He's my favorite person to see. I hope he's here every time.
He's a busy man.
Okay, we're going to do a quick round of plugs and we'll get out of here. Figs.
Oh, man. At Comic Mike Figs on Instagram. Fucking follow. I'm at the comic strip a bunch of times this month. Just fucking, you know, support the YouTube page. Thank you guys for watching Fig Talk. We're going to do Fig Talk after this today. I heard Jorge and Paco. Yeah, I know. I'm going to be fucking smashed. But that's always a good, that means it's going to be a good time. Fuck yeah. At Comic Mike Figs. Thank you guys.
Naeem.
Naeem 2_Ali on Instagram. That's where I post all my shows and shit. Durag and the Dare tag. Jump on that Patreon. Best podcast in the fucking world.
Hell yeah.
And man, jump on there. Me and Drew need money so bad.
We struggle.
Where do you guys record?
I need to
in
quit
Philly?
My job.
Yeah, we're at the Good Boy Studio with Dad.
I'll hit you guys up,
dude,
man.
Come
we'll
through.
I'm gonna
come through. Yeah, we need both of y'all to come through. Yeah. Yeah, come through. Get on the podcast.
You guys are both welcome whenever.
Yeah. Yep. I got another podcast. Ayo, actually, with me and Ben Stop. Get on that Patreon. Me and Ben also need money. I mean,
hell yeah.
Ben can't hold a job.
It's tough.
Help us out. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, get on there, check out the podcast. Very funny shit. And yeah, come through Philly.
Yeah.
We got some funny people there.
But don't get killed when you're in Philly.
No,
yeah.
It's dangerous.
Don't argue
have
with
fun.
Anybody.
Follow Naeem. He's doing fucking theaters with Shane and shit. He's
catch me on the road with Shane Gillis. That's my fucking guy.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Matt McCusker. Catch me on the road with Matt McCusker.
They were on Kill Tony recently. It was hilarious, dude.
Yeah, they were?
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, hell yeah. Nice.
Fucking hilarious, dude.
I, not to get back into show shit, but I met the little dude from Kill Tony in Austin this past weekend.
Oh, really?
Heath.
He looks like a young boy.
The fucking
he
man.
He does look like a young boy.
He's the bro.
He fucking killed it on the there was two arena shows. The first one came out 2 weeks ago, and he fucking killed it. He got pussy, and it was amazing. It was
I haven't
so funny.
Seen that yet. I saw his first episode and remember being like, is this guy 12?
Same.
And then I met him in real life, and I was like, you want a drink? And then I was like, can you even drink? He's like, yeah, I can drink, man.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is
he's
my boy.
He's got tattoos and shit.
Yeah.
That guy's the bro.
Yeah,
shout
he's
out,
cool as fuck.
Hell yeah.
Fucking just check out Durag and the Deer Tag Patreon. We have a live show, live Durag coming up in Philly March 1st.
Yeah.
That shit's gonna be
fucking That's gonna
sick.
Be crazy. Live Durag shows are always crazy. One time I got socked on stage at a live Durag.
Naeem got punched in the face once at one of these.
Yep, somebody hated me and they just punched me.
We're doing the gay off again. We're bringing back the
gay
off.
We bringing back the gay off. Ooh.
Gay off round two.
Now you got my attention.
Yeah.
We're gonna crown.
Paco, come back in.
We're gonna crown a new gay off champion.
Mm-hmm.
That's March 1st, and that's on the Durag and the Deer Tag Instagram. It's all there. And then I do another podcast with James Moss called Digital Bazooka, and it's all prank calls. So that's a good time.
That's a funny podcast.
Come
funny.
On that too, dude.
Fuck
whenever,
yeah. Hell yeah.
Can you just say what you said to make the person punch you?
It wasn't even that.
Yeah.
This was me. You got to.
This might have been the worst fight you've ever been in. Also,
it probably was.
Yeah.
This probably was the worst fight I've ever been in. It was. This was something that had nothing to do with comedy. Before comedy, I already was a guy that just had problems with people. And this particular person, I said, when I see you, I'm gonna beat you the fuck up. I'm gonna fuck you up when I see you. And then he was like, no, I'm gonna catch you in traffic. Watch. I didn't know he meant like when I'm on stage. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
That's not even traffic. So
that's not even traffic.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
It was. So we were doing roast battle at the time.
Yeah.
And I was the inaugural champion of roast battle because we started it. So I was like, I bought the belt. Of course, it's mine.
Hell yeah.
And Somebody beat me.
James Moss.
James Moss beat me.
Your partner
the guy I do the prank calls with. He beat me in roast battle. So I'm leaving the stage.
And I was hosting, so I had the belt in my hand.
Naeem's handing James the belt.
And I turn like this, and somebody runs up from the crowd and just sobs.
Dude, Superman punches him.
Yeah.
But we watched the video back the next day from Raven's security tapes, and this dude was hanging in the back of the bar for our entire roast battle.
Just watching that shit.
Didn't laugh at one of my jokes. All my roast battle jokes bombed for this guy. He didn't like none of them. And he liked James. That pissed me off.
He sounds like a psychopath.
He's a fuck
this
that guy.
This guy was nuts.
Yeah. And then he Superman punched my boy.
Were you
I slammed
him
off a stage, though. I slammed his ass off
a
stage.
As I was going to say, were you
And he knocked
him?
Me out. He hit me like three times and didn't knock me out. He hit me three times before I realized what was happening. Because the first punch...
The first one rattled you, then your head hit the wall and you woke back up.
No. When my head hit the wall, that knocked me out. So he hit me, and then I fell back like this, and my head hit the wall. Bow! And I was like, nah. I was about to go to sleep then. And then he hit me again on the way down. Boom! And then that woke me up, and then I grabbed the table. And when I grabbed the table, he hit me again. And I was like, oh, it's this nigga. And then I grabbed him.
I'll show you guys the video after. If you watch it in slow-mo, you can see Naeem eats the first punch,
yeah,
like, kind of woozy,
yep,
and then gets hit again and realizes who it is and just turns into a... He like,
yeah, I grabbed him like, oh, fuck
there's
you,
like five,
nigga. I said, what?
There's like five people on either side trying to break it up, and Naeem stands up from being knocked out.
I pushed the whole crowd.
And pushes the whole crowd like it's a football sled. It's unbelievable.
Me and Shannon are wet, wet, wet. That's all I got to say. We are wet. This was the fight story. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we forgot about
that.
Did you call the cops? Or you just said...
Fuck no.
So you just beat his ass.
Yeah, then he ran out.
He left.
Yeah, they ran out. They was jumping over the fucking chairs and shit to get out of there.
Naeem, after getting Superman punched, cold cocked on stage from a sucker punch, everyone like separates it, whatever, and Naeem's like, fuck that, let me get a fair one.
Yeah, I called him. I called the guy, like, yo, come back.
No, this was upstairs at Raven, even.
Oh, yeah.
Here go the video.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wait, so can I explain real quick?
Yes, I'm so happy you found this video.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
oh,
Mike.
Man.
I look like a pussy in this video. As you can see.
Did you go like this when it was happening?
No, I'd already walked off stage at this point. I'm in the back of the room when it happens, and it's just a commotion. And I look back, and there's two black guys fighting on stage. At the time, there's one white guy, three black judges, and Naeem.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why are the judges fighting?
Yeah.
I'm like, why are the judges fighting each other? This don't even make sense. And then I get up there, and I set my Poland Springs bottle. Or it was Deer Park.
Deer Park.
I set my Deer Park down. Deer Park. And then,
not classy, bad.
Dude, for some reason, I set it down, and they, like, push the table so it's about to fall off stage, and I grab the table and, like, push it back, and then I readjust the Deer Park bottle.
He made sure the water didn't fall.
The logo is out, and it's, dude, it would have been the perfect opportunity for them. They should have jumped on that.
Let's see it.
Yeah, let's watch it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, show this shit.
Oh, shit.
Watch, here's me with the Deer Park.
Oh, my God.
That's me pushing him back now.
Good job. Good job. So he didn't phase you, man.
Slam him off with Steve.
Is that you with the Scully?
My Scully came off.
And then I realized I ain't fighting, and then I jump in the pile right here.
Can you zoom in? You guys can't zoom in on this at all?
It's like Instagram.
Holy shit, dude. When the fuck was this?
This was three years ago,
yeah.
That dude came in fast, man.
Yeah, he did. And he's like 6'3", 2-something.
Was he a comic? Was he in the world of this stuff?
No. This is my ex-wife's ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
And she broke up with him, and then he tried to, like, expose her and, like, post naked pictures and shit. Like, he went crazy.
Oh, that's the worst. Ex-boyfriends are the worst.
It's crazy how he, like, came in and rushed you, and then you overtook him.
Yeah.
You could fucking sue that motherfucker. You got footage of him.
The owner of the club
wanted... he's got money, too.
He does have money.
You could sue that guy.
The owner of the club wanted to sue him. He was like, oh, we got it. He's like, I'm suing this fucking guy.
Hell yeah.
That's how you get money, Naeem.
What are we doing?
Get on that.
Naeem's like, no, we should beat him up years later.
Yeah, yo. I'm like, no, we're going to just fuck him up every time we see him. We're going to hurt him every time we see him.
We should be rich.
Yeah, you gotta capitalize on this, because then you fuck him up. If he records it, then you end up getting in trouble.
Yeah.
But I like that you're old school. I like that you're like, fuck, we're going to just handle this one-on-one.
Yeah,
I respect that, but people are not like that.
Most people are not like that.
Fuck.
Yes, not. Yeah. They're like new souls.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Not older souls.
I've been through this shit before. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? You know how many comics was like, yo, I'd have never went back to that club. I'm like, I was there the next fucking day.
Yeah. We hosted the open mic the next night.
Yo, we took his drink. Cause like, so when once so like, look,
and
once
that's
I got
why
him,
you guys are where you are now because you fucking put heart. You work first.
We really about this shit. Hell yeah. Yo, look.
We were holding his dread.
Yeah,
so
he came in fast. Can we see it again?
So
you're like Eagle Wit. I thought that was Eagle Wit.
Hell yeah. So look, once I got him, once I got him down on the ground. Like, you got, I think other comics came and was like pulling on them and shit, and they like pulled me off. I got one good elbow in, and then they pulled me off of them.
Here we go.
And
I mean, he
look at this shit. Look at this shit.
Stormed it. Oh, he missed you, kind of.
No, he hit it. It was
he
clean.
He hit
oh,
me.
Oh, wow.
But that was the only clean punch. The other ones, like, he missed some.
Oh, there you go. You're up. You're up.
I never, my back never touched the ground. I grabbed the table.
You put the smiley face like,
I put that shit up there. Yeah, I put, because look, because he lied. So he went back to our old neighborhood and told everybody he squared up with me and beat me in the fight.
No, that was
I had the video from the club.
Good.
I said, bro, I'm going to post the video so everybody can see exactly what the fuck happened.
And when you guys squared up, you fucked him up.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second.
Tackle me, yeah.
Wait a second, hold on. We're okay on time? Harrington?
Yeah, you're good.
You did fight him afterwards?
So everyone pulled each other, or we all pulled it apart, and that's when Naeem, still in the middle of that, he's like, nah, fuck that, let me get a fair one.
Yeah, I said, let me get a fair one.
As his friend now, we should have never let that happen, because you did just get robbed.
I was honestly woozy. Like,
but also,
I was woozy.
I know you can fight.
You know, right.
And I saw how he was throwing, I don't know, it was like.
And he looked, and you got to think, when we squared up, he didn't even put his hand, like,
he
looked scared.
Yeah, that's
he
what,
looked
Naeem got like, in a boxing stance, and this guy's like, oh, fuck, he's still awake?
Shook. Yeah.
And then
I two-piece
him. Everyone got in a circle around it.
Yeah.
Naeem hit him with two clean punches, and then the guy like tackled him on stage. Then we pulled him off again, and then he ran out.
Yeah,
like a pussy.
But when they pulled him off, they was like pulling his hair back and shit. So
yeah, we got
the next
dreads.
The next day we had the mic.
We had
his dreadlocks inside a cup on stage. Like
like they was flowers.
Like they were extensions.
We had the bitches on stage. Like come back. They come.
Yeah, you pulled his wig back.
Right, come get these. You know me.
Good job. That's insane, dude.
Yeah, that's really
you
wild.
Philly guys are fucking nuts. If we've learned anything, Shannon, every time we have Philly guests, they're like electricians who see ghosts, or they're like fucking comics who are pulling off dreads.
Agree.
This is crazy.
I'll say on my Facebook dating, a lot of Philly guys come up, and then I say no because I'm like, oh, it's a whole thing.
We're fun.
No, you love that shit.
Philly
Shannon.
Guys are fun.
You look like you would love this.
I do love it.
Shani wants to be protected at all times.
You're talking about being emasculated. Like,
these are men.
Oh, that would never happen with a Philly guy. What?
These are
pull
men.
Dreads out for you.
And then also, like, my parents live in Pennsylvania. So.
Imagine a guy gives you a bouquet of dreads.
It's funny when you say it. You're like, I'll pull out dreads. For you, honey.
Right. A bouquet of dreads is crazy. Hey, where'd you get these from? Well, we beat this guy up yesterday.
You're on the Philly Bachelor, like, Shannon, will you accept this dread?
I just had deja vu in that moment, by the way.
Nice.
Did you date a Philly guy that gave you a dread?
I don't know. Maybe this is like a synchronicity thing.
Oh, shit.
I'm still having it.
Maybe it's a future site.
I'm still in it.
You're going to date a Philly guy.
It's hot.
Maybe when we go on your guys'
your
show.
Right
this is hot.
Take your shoes off right now. Hold on. Let me take a... Get the fuck in.
Yo.
Get the fuck in. It all leads back to the fuck
Yo, deja vu is hot, bro. You're right. I never thought about it, but that is hot.
I just got hit with a...
She's like, oh my God, I've seen this before. This has happened before. Wait a minute. Oh, fuck.
My feet are supposed to be out right now.
I've seen it.
I never thought about a lady having deja vu is hot.
Her eyes go in the back of her head, her toes go up.
Yeah, like, yes.
Fully bricked up right now. Cannot stand. Wild. I like how you guys, the best story, the greatest story, saved it for the plug.
Yeah, we completely forgot.
Found me on Instagram. Also, this fucking guy I got on camera fucked me up.
Yeah, the one we have proof of.
Yeah.
Everything else could be lies.
We're like, you know, are aliens real? What's the speculation? He's like, yo, this motherfucker rushed me on stage.
On stage. And that was before Will Smith and Chris Rock.
But that's
and
real.
And that was before
Chappelle.
You were the original. Yeah,
that happened before both of them.
Oh, yeah, if Will Smith slapped you like that now, you'd
I'd have beat the fuck out of Will. I'd have whooped his ass. You crazy? That would have been a story. Like, yo, why did Naeem do that? Why did he beat his ass like that?
Damn. Dude, it's sad. People would have been mad at Chris Rock if he whooped Will Smith's ass.
They would have.
They're like,
he did
like,
the right thing.
Yo, you know what's crazy, though? We got to start remembering more shit. So he got into something with a comic that I'm not going to say whose name at Skankfest. And somebody brought that
Which
shit
Skankfest?
Up.
This past
the
one.
The past one.
Oh, wow. I was there. I didn't see
will you.
You
tell us after?
I didn't know you.
Yeah, we'll tell you after. And somebody brought that shit up.
We're good now, though. We're good now.
And somebody brought that shit up like, y'all got to chill out. Y'all be doing too much. And This motherfucker said, he was like, yo, he was like, I get in shit with people every day. He like, why? He like, how do I even remember that?
I was like, people like, don't even remember that. Yeah. They were like, everyone remembers
that. Everybody remembers that shit. I'm like, oh. And that's why
I was wild.
I'm like, bro, that, I said, dog, that's a problem. Like, we do get in so much shit where we forget. And we gotta fuck it.
2024 is the year of the fucking turtle, though. This is the year.
You guys come off as nice guys.
This is the year of peace. We are nice, but we aren't. We
don't take
pussies.
Shit.
Yeah, yo.
Yeah,
we aren't pussies.
Okay, I also feel like, Naeem, you and I bonded at this year's Skank
Fest. We did bond at this year's Skank Fest. We did.
It was a whole thing.
Well, I'm including myself in this now, but we all bonded. I had a good time with this.
I was having problems and you helped me.
I was there. I asked you for a VIP pass.
I probably said what's up to you guys, but I was so on so many drugs, I don't recall.
Oh, same. I was on everything.
Yeah.
Except for cocaine. I've never done it. I never will.
I plead the fifth.
I lost a whole night of sleep, then had COVID the next day.
Damn.
At Skankfest?
Yeah. But because
and you were just there.
I saw you every day.
Harrington's looking like, we saw you every day. What are you talking about?
Hey, yes. B, it didn't Shannon save your life the last night of Skankfest?
I was super fucked up, locked out the room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, y'all did.
Oh,
my God.
I remember this story.
Some people found me in the stairwell asleep.
Fans like, of the pod. Just
yes,
like,
fans of our podcast. They were Durag and the Deer Tag fans. And they found me on the stairwells. They were like, yo, we was in the stairwell smoking, and we heard somebody snore. And they were like, yo, we walked down the steps. We saw you in there, like, drunk as fuck, passed out asleep.
Circa or Golden Nugget?
Golden Nugget.
Oh,
Nugget,
damn. Bro.
Yeah. Nugget was a problem.
But, yo, the craziest thing is...
The Nugget got wild, bro.
It got crazy. I'm so happy I was locked out. I had two fucking... And I lost so much money. I had two ugly, just disgusting old lady prostitutes.
No, what?
Yes, and I was trying to get them into the room, but they had went to the strip club, and I ain't had a key.
Mind you, we were staying in LaMare's room. He wanted to bring them to LaMare's room.
Yeah, yo. And I had a key.
That was the whole thing.
Yeah, I didn't have a key.
We were like, Shannon, we need a room to fuck these prostitutes.
And by the way, so this is after like a 14-hour day working at Skankfest.
Yes.
And then like me and Lindsay were walking back and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get back to the room to just sleep a little bit before the flight home. And as we're walking, we're like 10 feet from the elevator. And then I see Naeem and I'm like, something seems wrong here. What's wrong, Naeem? And then he said that he was locked out of the room.
Locked
and I was
out.
Like,
dang. Yep. Dog,
leaving last Skankfest, I was like, I will never come back to Vegas. And when they announced it was in Vegas this year, I was like, let's go.
We back. Yeah.
St. Pete is so gay,
dude. I can't wait, man.
The crazy thing is, you did all that shit to get me like back in that room. And I told the fucking two whores to wait there. I said, yo, wait, I'm coming back. And then I got up there and they wasn't there and I was like, fuck. I was so mad. And then the next morning I woke up, I was like, yo, that would have been the worst decision. I'd have had AIDS. These
you were
two,
gonna bring them in LaMare. Were you gonna fuck them in the bathroom?
Probably. I didn't give a fuck, bro. I was fucking fucked up and horny. I was like, I gotta fuck something tonight. These are 2 50-year-old black fat ladies. With like missing teeth and shit, bro. This is gonna be nasty.
Well, that is a Vegas 7.
By the way,
they just gave
disgusting.
It a Jelly Roll concert. Fuck no, dude.
By the way, when you got back to the room, was it like 10 minutes later that the fire alarm went off?
Yeah, it did. Yep. Right after I got back, the fire alarm went off. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? Yeah.
I was like, there's like
the fire alarm
sounds
off?
Amazing, dude.
I was like, oh, there's like 1 hour to sleep before we wake up to get ready for the flight.
Yeah.
And then the fire alarm went off.
And had to walk right back out that bitch. I'm like, what the hell is this?
We walked out around and then right back
then
up
right
into
back
the elevator.
Upstairs,
yep.
Oh, that was horrible.
Yeah, we knocked down this whole bottle. Is this the equivalent of a fucking power hour? I mean, this is pretty much done.
Just four
equivalent of a
here.
Good time, I'll tell you that.
Hell yeah.
Not just the two of us.
Oh,
just four people.
Of course. Yes. I love this.
Who are we saying? 2 bottles next time? We'll do it.
Yeah, let's go.
No, never. Don't do
of
that.
Shit we never heard of. I'll just bring fucking basement liquor. Like, all right, guys, we're having fucking.
You're just fighting spiders for the last 2 bottles?
No spiders.
Please, no spiders. I hate spiders, too. Let's
okay,
go.
Yes.
I knew I liked you, Shannon. I fucking hate spiders.
Okay, I feel weird that it's only me that has to do plugs now, but I do have to do
No. Go back to the other stuff. We did just cut you. I plugged all my shit. I'm like, what do you think about Naeem getting punched?
Right.
I thought we were going to do plugs again. I was ready to be like, all right, follow me. But I completely forgot.
Yo, live Durag and the Deer Tag, March 1st in Philly.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
Follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Wherever you listen to the show, you can also watch it live for free every single Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern at gasdigital.com/live. use promo code TTI. You'll get a 1 week free trial, which gives you access to every single episode of the show that we've ever done, as well as every single episode of I haven't fixed my hair enough during this episode. As well as every single episode of every show on the Gas Digital Network, all for free for 1 week when you use promo code TTI. If you listen on iTunes, YouTube, wherever else you listen, make sure to rate, review, leave a comment, subscribe, tell a friend. We appreciate your following us and you fuel us. If you are part of the live premiere on Thursday at...
Thursday at 7.
You're part of the dinner table. And Figs and I pop in there. We watch with you guys for the YouTube premiere. And if you subscribe to GasDigital.com with promo code TTI, you are going to get our exclusive Power Hour episodes. It's going to be one time a month. I'm trying for... This is just
we're
like
hoping tomorrow will be a big one. Big guest. Crazy. Yes. Yeah.
Ooh. I'm going to say this and Roseanne I'm probably going to jinx it.
She's coming.
I'm probably going to jinx it. But we're trying to release them the first Monday of every month. And but we'll see because... this month's guest is a little bit of a problem, but the first
Roseanne Barr, all
right. Patrice O'Neill,
the ghost of Patrice,
he's not answering the phone.
What the hell's going on, Patrice?
Patrice, where the fuck are you?
So it's exclusive though to Gas Digital subscribers. So make sure you subscribe with our promo code. And if you have stories to submit for bad dates, bad things, or scary things, send it into the thing is podcast@gmail.com. to be featured on the show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, we'll do this anytime. This is great.
Oh, hell yeah.
We'll be back next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.